We got the build-up for the All Blacks and Ireland, of course, but COVID struck Ian Foster, John Plumtree, Scott McLeod, they're out of action because of the virus. You add to that the midfielders David Havili and Jack Goodhue. They've tested positive as well. Joe Schmidt is being brought in to help. But the All Blacks assistant coach and the last coach standing, as far as I can work out, is Brad Moore, who is with us. Brad, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
You got a scratchy throat this morning?
No, mate, on fire, strong, ready to go.
Good on you. I assume you've got a plan and this was a possibility, and when it hits you, just, you know, do what you have to do.
100%, mate. You know, the world's been living with this pandemic for a couple of years now, isn't it? So we've certainly planned for a situation where one or more of management and players, etc., could be struck down and having to isolate. So it's not an unforeseen event. We just get the plan into action.
And do you think you're past it, or we're going to have cases each day now leading up to Saturday?
Well, some better minds than mine have tried to work that out with this virus, and they haven't come up with any certainty around that stuff. So all we can deal with the facts, the ones that we know have tested positive, are doing the right thing and isolating and whatnot, and the rest of us are getting on with it. So that's where our thinking is.
Good. Is everyone relatively well with it?
In terms of the people...
In terms of people who have tested positive.
Yeah, look, they seem to be good. Look, there's a bit of a cold and sniffling and whatnot, but they're able to Zoom in. We've been able to keep in contact with them when we need to, and been able to stay in touch. So they seem to be doing well, but they also obviously need the time to recuperate and rest up as well. So they're getting that done too.
How hampered are you because of this?
Look, honestly, Mike, it's been absolutely seamless with the way that the players and the staff have just picked up the bit, and everyone is first off doing their job. You know, you can't get to the end of the week in a day. You just need to make sure you do today what you have to do to be ready for the next step and keep building. So everybody is really focused on that, whilst also picking up every now and then, just picking up that little bit extra that we can do to keep the machine well oiled and rolling. And we've had a really good Monday and
good.
And are ready for a top Tuesday.
Because I tell you what, it's a bit of fizz about it, isn't there? I mean, Ireland are not to be underestimated, whether you play them there or they come here.
No, I've been hearing that for the last 6 months, and it's extremely exciting, and we are absolutely fizzing. It's a great word that you use, and we're super excited, and that's why it's really disappointing for those guys in our group who have been struck down and tested positive, because they've been preparing heavily for this game as well in this series and just won't necessarily get to be part of this week at this stage, but in the event that they'll fly back into it next week, but we are really excited.
Good on you, mate. Good to catch up. Appreciate it very much. Brad Moore, who's the All Black assistant coach.